There is a proud and self-confident hate, strong and cruel, which enjoys the pleasure of hating, for it is directed outward to the unworthiness of another. But this strong and happy hate does not realize that, like all hate, it destroys and consumes the self that hates, and not the object that is hated. Hate in any form is self-destructive, and even when it triumphs physically, it triumphs in its own spiritual ruin.
Good morning, pilgrims and travelers. On the funny path of life, 11:03. Let's get that bad boy loaded. Yes, I got a snack for Chupa Chup. I think those are dirty. I think the word for the days and the last few days is uneasiness, antsiness. Antsiness, kind of cute. I think that's the word ants, right? The antsy. Like an ABV as an ant. Okay, so do I have everything that I need? Yeah, I got the money. And I gotta find out for next week, because next week it's Semana Santa. Mamma mia, here we are already. But anyway, let me stick with that antsiness thingy for now. Yeah, this morning my nights are more restless, so it's kind of I think it's the first time in my life that I have so much of it, so constant. Like I said, kind of started that Friday, kind of weird, after watching that movie about the point of entry and then a phone call about the dog coming, and I don't know, it just, I mean, that's part of the genesis, but I don't know if it's 0.01% or doesn't matter. Yeah, at the end of the day, actually, that the what it is doesn't matter. You know, it is. It's not about solving anything. You know, I don't know, and I don't need to know. So this thing is happening. So I do accept it. I feel awkward about it, uncomfortable. You know, nothing like the what's going on. I was just listening to that 30-minute piece on. Up first about the Gaza, about the war, and so many people throughout the world, you know, for forever, just about this crazy, you know, traumatic sustained experiences. For what I'm concerned, you know, I just ate like a pig. I have, you know, there's no issue, but there is this, you know, I'm thinking like the 3 months deal. So. Hold on, December to January to February to March. So yeah, I'm coming on, right? It's today is what, the 18th. So in 5 days it'll be 3 months. So I don't know, like in Casadero, you know, that beautiful place where I was, and I just couldn't stand it after 3 months. And so I don't know if it's that or if it's, you know, the kind of the shift, you know, like the last few days, you do definitely, you can feel, you know, the change in temperature. So the warmth, actually, even yesterday when I was on a swim set taking my nap, which was rather short-lived after that 3-hour strong hike, I was like, wow, not too many degrees would be missing for me to start feeling warm outside, kind of thinking of going back inside. So the point being, you know, it's very, very nice. Don't get me wrong. It's amazing. But, you know, you get that shift. So, but it's just something. I'm irritated. I'm kind of a half empty kind of a glass. I'm cranky. It's like I'm having my period. Men can have the period too. You know, men can have the period and eat it too. Anyway, So I don't know. It definitely is baffling. Oh, what the heck is that poop? I don't know. Also, so yesterday I took the new trail, so I did it right this time. Interesting. The reading on the GPS on the application is what threw me off, but it was beautiful. Beautiful walk. And just very nice loop around. And there's a quarry that I was looking at going with Juan, and turns out this trail takes me right above it from the other side. Anyway, so very nice walk. You know, it took a while to get started. My energy is definitely not the same. Driving dogs. So here we are into that zone here. Traffic, forklift. Anyway. And it was a beautiful, beautiful walk. The change of the scenery, the panoramic view that you had. I mean, you know, yeah, just amazing, but I don't know. There's something in me that I was thinking of death earlier, you know, kind of like this absence of engagement, of emotional engagement is what I'm going to call it. sorry, I'm watching this guy with a forklift. He has his pallets and he's going forward, but he can't see. I think normally you would go backward, right? But he's going forward, so you can see because the pallets are obstructing the view. He's driving a Mitsubishi, a green. It's kind of a aqua, or what do you call it, aqua? No, a green, what do you call it? What's that color, like between a green and a blue? oh my goodness, aqua? Is it aqua? Aqua? No, that doesn't matter. I think it was my mother, one of her favorite partners. Anyway, so, you know, beautiful. So, you know, kind of started slowly. The legs, my left knee, definitely what I've been experiencing with yoga is going away. So I don't know what it is. And of course, you know, some of that could be a preview to old age, you know, to realize that at one point, you know, that all those physical abilities you know, they're not going to be there. You know, there's going to be more pain. I was even kind of relating to, oh shit, am I getting dripped on? I just picked up a can of Cruz Campo, which is a brand beer of the south. Then you have Estrella, Galicia, north, northwest, and then Mau, kind of Madrid, and those are the main three bad boys. But I was kind of relating to, you know, like thinking of the movie The Whale. I don't feel as amazing as some people do about that movie personally. I thought it was okay. I thought it was a good performance by Brendan Fraser. But just the point being, if you're down that rabbit hole, or, you know, for somebody who'd be in such a place that, fuck it, you know, fuck it. It's just not worth it. It's even though you're hurting, you know, even though you may know that this is what it is because of that, but it's basically inconceivable. Or, you know, or not having the just not having the juice, or, you know, just to be completely deflated. Yes, good morning, Chupa Chup. Chupa Chup. Oh, you're not going to bark now. Yeah, she was just... Yeah, because she likes, she wanted to play with Ron, but he's not a people dog. He's not a dog dog. He's a people dog. Up to a point, actually. Que se pasa? Que se pasa? Que se pasa? Come on. Come here. Come here. Come here. All right. Run. Run, Forrest. Yes. Ooh. 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 ¿Qué se pasa? ¿Qué se pasa? ¿Qué se pasa? ¿Qué se pasa? Yes, yes, there's a little neck rub here. Let's do the neck rub. Let's do the neck rub. Let's do, yeah, yeah. Come here, Benaki. Yeah, let's do the neck rub. Come on. Okay. Oh. Are you seated properly? No. Yes. Okay, sit. There you go. Finish it. Sit. Yeah, I don't have to tell you to sit anymore. You like Ron. Ron is the same. He's horrible, actually, Ron, because once he's had his stuff, he doesn't care. You go, sit. Good. I'm giving her, she's getting extra because of the, I just finished the cheese and I had all the trimming from the crust, whatever you call it. So you get extra today. Okay, sit. No. 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 Okay. Sit. Oh. She just went to. Yeah, she's very. You're very diligent about your work. Okay, sit. Focus. Can do a little longer today. Okay. Is it good? Is it good? There you go, girl. It was extra today. It was extra. All right, girl. You're looking good. Anyway, love you. Love you. Love you. See you later. I gotta take my glasses off to see. I don't make eye contact. Anyway. Yeah, she looks very good. You look good, girl. See you later. See you later. Yes, yeah, she's coming now. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Anyway. So, you know, with Ron yesterday, I couldn't take him with me because of Miguel was going to be leaving earlier than I gave a conservative time, but I knew by then I would be back. Oh, and actually, yeah, it took me 3 hours, so I was thinking 3 to 4, but of course, no mud, you know, no dangerous terrain, so it was pretty smooth sailing. At one point, Miguel reached out to me, and then I'm like, yeah, hey, what's up? No answer. Can I send another city one? Say, yes, yes. Then I called and nobody answered. And basically, he had the remote for the gate, but Javi, when they both left that 2 days ago, they had two cars and Javi was in the back. So he was the one to close the gate behind him. And he forgot, Miguel forgot to claim the remote for the gate. So he didn't have any way to open that. And then about the dog, about how to get the dog out. But I think he was calling to his mother, but anyway, Juan has it. Juan has a remote. But basically, again, Ron found a way to get out of the property, which is really funny because he's, as far as I know, one of the few dogs. If you are there, you can leave the gate open. It's pretty big property, but you can leave the gate open. And he knows the gate is open and he's not leaving. He will stay, you know, he will guard. He's definitely quite serious about that. And he won't come out. So it's very, very interesting. I don't know if you were to do that night, if he would go out or not. But but somehow, because I plugged an area, but he still found a way to get out. That little fucker. But anyway, so it was pretty funny. So And then because he got out, it was a couple of things he had to grab. And of course, to go over the gate is not a big of a deal. And he's a tall fellow, actually. Both brothers are actually taller than the parents. Anyway, but Miguel is the tallest of the both of them. So, and it was quite pretty much. He would have taken me like, well, he would have had to come and get me in the, by the car, with a car, because I was about, I think, an hour and a half from the house by then, you know, and me having the remote. But anyway. So yeah, being quite, I'm just off. Just feels off. So it could also be the prelude, you know, to that transition, you know, kind of transitioning. I'm going to call Juan a little bit. So I would like to get this thing done this week, the toilet. So I'm thinking to go over there to their place to show them how to do the rice pudding. And then with him, we'll go to the hardware store, Ferreteria. By the set, El Juego de Retrete, I don't know how you call it, that's too specific, the plunger, for the, not the plunger, but the flushing device for the tank, the toilet tank. I think Retrete or Vater, I think kind of functions, well, I think it works for that. Yeah, and then come here and then do it. So I'm thinking Wednesday or Friday, basically. Because tomorrow I'll be going to Torre Don Camino. And then Thursday, more than likely Torre del Campo. I think I'm going to keep doing those because it's just great. Yeah, Torre del Campo is just great, the up and all that stuff. But Wednesday and Friday, I could definitely give that up. And if not, even on... But tomorrow, I think I'm still going to go to try to dump him, you know. But if he has a day that's better for him, I will have no problem to move around that. Obviously, you know, I'm asking him to help. I just need to make sure that Rosie is at the house. And if I was to come to show them how to do the way that I do it, they were apparently quite pleased with the outcome. So, but yeah, I would like to get that done this week. And then maybe barring is a weed eater to do a fine mowing. I'm thinking of the Easter week, actually. So not this week, but next week. So I'll be cleaning all that I can as far as the property is concerned. So tomorrow, I think he has a good one too. I think it's a Steel, which is like a Norwegian or Scandinavian brand. Maybe Sweden, I'm not sure. There's a good brand of... Well, you know that in the US they sell it. Maybe it's not Steel, maybe it's another one. Maybe it's Husqvarna. Maybe it's a Husqvarna. Actually, maybe Steel is a American. I don't know. But Husqvarna is the one that's, I think, Scandinavian. Anyway, doesn't matter. But that'll be that. Oh, and then yesterday I was like on the way. When I was done with kind of the wilderness, back to civilization, I was like, I'm going to call Antonio, see about having a little chat to talk about, you know, saying that what's important to you. You know, if we're going to come and join forces on this trail to make sure that we have a basic understanding. And I want him to understand that, you know, when it comes down to me, you know, some of the things that I'm more than likely going to do, you know, I don't quite see that not happening. You know, me getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, which will mean, you know, by he most likely won't be going to bed as early as I will. You know, the way that I eat, very austerely, you know, very simply. You know, things that I do in the morning that I won't be eating too early. And for him, you know, he likes to stop, take his time. He's a big picture taking guy. Yeah, and he says, yeah, he likes to have a good breakfast before he goes. And I was like, well, for me, you know, 1 liter of coffee and then about 15 toast, whole grain toast with Nutella and some fruit. And that is my typical breakfast. And, you know, most of the places will have a kitchen. So I'll be, you know, cooking basic fares. So, but we'll see. But those are not that important. Just that, you know, I won't start as early as he will. Yeah, I'm sure some days we might, we might possibly even most days start together. And then split, you know, at one point when it will naturally happen. It's like him wanting to take a picture or stopping. And it's just not my thing. But I understand completely, you know. But at the same time, it's one of those things. It's like, yeah, but I don't want to stop. I could. I don't want to. And I'm like, and I don't want to have to debate or feel guilty about this is what I want to do. I think maybe the whole idea about, you know, you enter an argument, you've lost. It's like, I don't have anything to defend or to explain. I'll tell you. And if you have a problem with it, then it's like, okay, then it is your problem. But it's, I feel like to say any more, you know, it doesn't really help. So it's going to be like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. You know, I don't want to go into the details. No quiero entrar en los detalles. Eh? So, but it looks like he's definitely considering. So coming. So we'll see, you know. Well, see, I still don't know. This is definitely still unknown to me. Obviously, number one is to find out when I'll go to Sevilla. But I'm pretty sure that I'll have Juan drive me to the train station. This is nice, in that Mercedes station wagon. So that'd be nice. He would come like, to the house and Like a taxi, like a virgin, no, like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir. I have tried in my way to be free. I think that's how it goes. Anyway, so, but you know, get the whole routine done this morning. I am definitely more tired, so whatever that is, I don't know, but it's definitely, I can see the effect, but I think my routine is pretty well established. So far, it has not been enough of a deterrent to have a significant impact on really anything, you know, and here I am now, I'm going to do about that 1 hour walk with the weight, and I've taken about a kilo, you know, a little more kilo, a big can of dog food. I've taken that out of it, so in the next week there'll be one more being taken out, and more than likely by the last week I'll take all of it out. But yeah, I'm gonna come back. I don't really have what am I gonna do for the rest of the day? More likely we'll go to the library this evening, and then I want to finish. Actually, I found a way to watch Killers of the Flower Moon. So I was thinking yesterday, you know, I took a shower again, obviously not, but it's, you know, it's nice and warm, and I have to say I love showers. So, and I feel like that's kind of a page that's being turned about. I'm still going to be doing the wiping, I think, you know, but if I'm really on my, like tomorrow, on that, you know, 2 to 3 hour walk to Torre Don Jimeno. And of course, I won't be starting early, so it'll be getting nice and warm by the time I head out, and I'll definitely break a nice sweat. So I will take a shower, you know. I could try a cold shower. I could try. Oof, just the thought of it. But in all fairness, I have a bucket. The mopping bucket that I fill up with the water being warmed up, and then I've been watering the jasmine, so the stuff is not going down the drain. I don't feel like it's been wasted anyway, but I do like that. I think PR is, I think that's quite a bit too, very interesting. But yeah. So yeah, I'm kind of. Hey, we'll see. It's gonna be my, I guess today is Monday, right? So it's definitely day number three. Yeah, day number three that this thing is going on. Yes, I did finish first again on Duolingo last week. But I have to say, this is kind of mean, by now I have like 92 winning. So it's like eventually, you know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, there's like a little bit of a kind of I'm first, but it's like, yeah, who cares? Like, we'll see what's happening today, you know. And Monday through Wednesday, anyway, you don't get really an accurate idea, but people are. Some people at the beginning of the week, they just push more. And then by Wednesday or by Thursday, then you really get a clear, pretty clear idea about the ranking in terms of the effort people are putting. And I think for a lot of those people, it's really about the point. The system is more about trying to win instead of really the practice of the language, which sounds a little defeating to me and not sustainable. I don't know. So, Killers of the Flower Moon. So I was thinking, oh yeah, I got distracted talking about getting a shower. So when I went to take a shower, I was kind of thinking about Martin Scorsese. You know, it's his movie. Of course, he has Robert De Niro. And I guess Leonardo DiCaprio, that must be the second time. I think The Departed is from Martin Scorsese. And that's with Matt Damon, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Jack Nicholson. And so it's about the Osage Indian, you know, in Oklahoma, that were moved to the Oklahoma reservation, and basically there was oil where they were moved, so they became very rich. And so you have this interesting, you know, spoilers alert, you know, no lo quiero destripar. Yeah, I don't want to spoil the movie for you. Destripar. To remove the stomach lining. Kind of cute way, destripar. Yeah, so this guy is basically coming back from World War I, back to Oklahoma, to his uncle, who is a powerful man, obviously, kind of a politician, sheriff, businessman, so kind of a savvy guy, let's call him. And he's looking for a job, but he basically had some issue in the war, so there's things he cannot really do, manual labor and such. So anyway, he does something else, and one of the things that's happening there is, because those guys have the money, is the idea of getting hooked with a native woman. And if you do, and then something happens to them, you get the right to the oil. So there's this greed. And there's a bunch of murders, you know, that happen, a bunch of deaths that are unexplained and uninvestigated, or that are not investigated. And so you have kind of a... this kind of thing going on, and I'm about an hour and a half. It's like almost 3.5 hours. And so I was thinking, you know, when I think of something to do with Native American movie, I'm thinking about redemption. I'm thinking about political correctness. It is so tainted, you know. They are so victimized, and they kind of almost sanctified, you know. I remember reading a book about that, which was interesting, you know, when you think of movies like of the likes of Dancing with Wolves, The Last of the Mohicans, when you know, they are really put up on a pedestal, you know. And of course, it's you could call it affirmative action, you know, you could call it some kind of reparative damages or comma acknowledgement that something, you know, has happened that not so great. But I think it goes to, on the pendulum, you know, to where they can do wrong. They can be wrong, or they are really special people. And of course, you know, when they're saying what they're saying in the native tongue, Wakatanka, Wakatanka. And anyway, it doesn't matter. But I used to know a little bit when I was part of those rituals in the Lakota, in the Lakota Sioux tradition. I went to Sundance and did sweat lodges, so I knew a few things. But, you know, thinking that, wow, they're speaking in that sacred tongue, you know. And there are things to be said. There are beautiful things about that culture. There's no question. There's things that I would always value. But to go from there to that leap of faith, to make them into some kind of can do no wrong, you know, that they're really more evolved and all that stuff, you know. No, that I don't. And I think it's hard to kind of to remain in some kind of ambivalence, you know, that you can acknowledge some horrible things have happened to them, you know, the kind of systemic extermination, the driving to the reserve, you know, when they send them to those places that become their own, so to move them away from where the American what they wanted, and the reservation, here we go, reservation. So they move them to this place, and then they move them time and time again because another things happened, and you know, and then the smallpox and all of those things, and then you have alcoholism, diabetes, and poverty, and so it's definitely a bag of mixed nuts. It's really a mess. But I think possibly, as far as the history is concerned, it sounds like it was not buried like in other culture. You know, when you do kind of like a sterilization of a culture, you want to get rid of it to move on. I have a feeling like the Chinese, you know, the way you rewrite history. And I don't know, maybe it was earlier on, or maybe they just were vilified so much. And they were feared, you know, I think there was misunderstanding, kind of like with the Americas, you know, you see customs that are so different than yours, they look savages, prehistorical, just so wild, and you just like, ugh, you just grossed out, and then you don't really view them as you would view other human beings, you know, second-class citizen, which definitely makes it easier to justify. And then, of course, you use any opportunity where they do something that is useful to justify, you know, to just beating the shit out of them into submission. So, but I guess, you know, evolution has its own, you know, has its own stick that it uses. You know, I'm not sure that it's really people that are to blame for that. I think it's kind of just a way, an understanding, a cultural understanding that we as a human being seems to ascribe to. But anyway, so I was thinking, you know, I was thinking about that. So we'll see. I mean, I'm assuming what is being talked about is more than likely based on some kind of real event. And, you know, being after the First World War, then you kind of are looking a little closer to home, you know, the centuries before, you know, the 19th century, I think that's more problematic. You know, you didn't have the news and the reporting and the all that kind of scientific rigor, you know, quote unquote, to kind of catalog a lot of those things. And then eventually you can corroborate between many sources and say, yeah, it sounds like everybody's saying the same thing instead of something anecdotal. But so I was thinking about that. Because Martin Scorsese, I think he's kind of viewed as a giant in a way, in a movie, as a movie director, he's one of the big ones. You know, Steven Spielberg is one. Then you have him. So you have a few guys that are kind of like Brian Glazer or Glazer, I forgot. That used to be one. You have those people who kind of, they are revered in the cinephile community. Letting the dog sleep here. That's unusual. So, it's like, it's interesting. I never heard about that. The idea of a white man going after a native, you know, and aspiring to that. But I guess, you know, if you're looking at the world, how much of it is opportunism? You know, everybody wants to find a nice slice of a pie for him to gobble down. You know, and I think it's quite normal. And I think it's unbeknownst to us. I'm not even sure there's awareness. You know, and if anything, there's some, ooh, yeah, I can feel the worms going up. That's me at the part. But it's, if you don't play that game, if you don't put that uniform of life, and in a way I kind of find myself more and more in that position to where, you know, what people are talking about is just of no interest to me. It's like, what does it do to me? You know, okay, this guy in whatever South or Central America country was butchering somebody that he killed. And I'm like, yes, why is that newsworthy? Why is that important? It's basically this kind of gossiping, chismorear, yeah? Cotillar, or cotillar, I think it's cotillar. But it's like, if you're in it, you don't realize. And in a way, then you are. You're in a tribe, yeah? You belong. You have that sense. And, you know, and it's not good and it's not bad. But I do understand. I do understand the importance, you know, evolutionary and even I would say genetically by now, or culturally, the cultural genetic of a human being, you know, to really value importance and to compromise. And so the idea that there is kind of an objective line saying this is the way one should behave versus not, it's silly. It's all arbitrary. It's all conditional on, you know, it all depends on, it's contingent. Here we go. It's contingent on many, many things. Where you are, some culture are going to say, this is great. And some other, this is an abomination. Doesn't matter. It's like whatever works, you know, is what matters. And each country is going to have its own evolution. And good luck. Oh, I can smell the Café Bar El Curi. So, and no, I still haven't had any restaurant food since my arrival here. And I'm pretty sure that I won't. But yeah, so I do understand. But the thing is, people will not understand my stance. You know, what happens if you don't have ambition? What happens if what you see in the world is like, who cares? It doesn't matter. So I'm kind of basically now looking for a different way to make sense, a different reason, a different why to do what I do. And that seems to be my path. Always why, you know? And I remember my first job in 88 at l'Auberge du Bon Coin in La Traîne. He was annoyed with me, the chef, because there would be a lot of why. And I think it was a mix for that. I think part of it is my nature. And also because my father would say, do as I say, not as I do, which annoyed the shit out of me. So, yeah, I really don't see my father as a father. Well, he was my father figure, but definitely not a role model. And I don't think I had much respect to him. And he used kind of an authoritative, aggressive, and at times violent behavior to get, you know, to mind the roost, you know, to rule the roost. And to me, that doesn't work. So I think for most people, it more than likely does, you know, that sort of that fear, it instills some form of respect, or it just stays. That's the way that it is. And then as you grow up, you know, but for me, it just never did, which is really weird. It's almost like, you know, you're pressing on something and then something pops another way. And I have a little bit of firewood here. Oh, Abbas, looking at a little field. This guy has a lot of firewood and look out, and un huertito. And so, but yes, why, you know? Yeah, because I'm like, yeah, do that in the kitchen, but there's a reason why, you know? But I can also appreciate how it would be tiring after a while. Dude, just fucking do it. You know, right now, I don't want to keep having to explain to you. You know, and I think he was pretty good. I forgot his name. His name was Philippe, too, my first chef. I liked him, you know. A couple of unfortunate incidents, but outside of that, I liked him. He was kind of like a little brotherhood of some sort. And, you know, first time really out of my house. So it was kind of more special. Anyway, I forgot his last name. Philippe. He had a 206. GTI Peugeot, which was kind of in the 80s, you know, which was kind of a cool sports single car. And it was kind of like the Golf GTI. Anyway, well, not quite as fancy, but still. And he would come and get me at the house because my parents didn't have car. And to go there, he just didn't have the, there was no, I could have gone in the morning, I guess. I think there were buses, so I could have taken a bus. but none in the evening. So he basically picked me up in the morning because he came. I was in between, basically. So he had a very small detour to make to pick me up on the way to there. So, but anyway, it's neither here nor there. The point is a why, that I seem to be always attracted. And not that, it's not so much now that the reason for the why is to have an answer. I think the why is the reason. You know, it's to be with the question. And I think when you breathe that, day in, day out, you look at things and you wonder, you question, you're being a skeptic, at times a cynic or whatever, you know, jaded, or you kind of wonder. So there's a thing about, let's see what's going on here. Oh, the guy was. I was going the wrong way, I think. It's a one-way street here. And I think that I may be doing it more than what I mostly see around me. Like people, most think that you believe there's a premise which is completely false upon which it is based. There is no, I don't believe that there is any idea, any belief, philosophies that can be expounded that originate in some kind of a primordial truth. There is some kind of assumption. There is something that says, maybe that's because of that, or it's possible, or it's likely, there's a likelihood of it. And from there, because that's all you can have, then you start to build up something. And then there is an element of sophism, you know, the way you do it, the art of building up a theory and the way of justifying that. So, and for me, ultimately, there is no such a thing as an absolute truth or an idea that could contain that. There, it doesn't exist. It's silly. But that being said, if you stay in the relativism, in the medium of relativism, then anything goes. And that's okay because, well, this is just the way the mind is. But to take it with a pinch of salt, yeah? With a grain of sand, yeah? Not on the first degree. Yeah, and most people will say things and so much of it is like unearthed, you know? It's like, it's one thing to say, you know, I mean, why lift every pebble, you know, to look at everything? I get that. But from there to, you have a huge rock and nobody questions, to me, it doesn't really work. So it's, I can't take somebody that's serious, that does not really quite dig enough. And taking it, you know, taking it for granted that what is being said here or there or whatever is correct. I don't know. For me, that would, well, it would not be possible. It would not be possible. And I think on one hand, you know, I do feel, you know, like a time that I could appreciate how my lens is viewed by others. Because also I don't take it that seriously. It's like, yeah, that's the way that it is for whatever reason. That's about as far as I've gotten. But it's, you know, there is no end in that. You know, what happens if you don't look for this absolute, for the answer? If you just, if you can remain with the, you know, the relative understanding and then stay with the unknown, with this amount of uncertainty, and to be okay with that you don't need it to be bulletproof, you know, but that you appreciate that you need to make sense contextually of what's going on in your life. Anyway, here I am, just past the pharmacy where they are getting the finishing touch on the remodeling, la reformación, or renovación. I guess I don't know. Renovar, reformar. Huh. I'm going to ask Paco. Oh. Shit. Why isn't it here? Okay, so there is no Paco. Dang it. So, well, do I need anything from the store? I think I'm okay. I guess, dang it, I have to come here. Well, that's all right. Okay, let me just go up. I don't need that idea. I'll go tomorrow. That's fine. All right. So I guess you're going to have me for a couple more minutes. I didn't realize it was going to be closed today. Anyway, it's early. So it could have still been open earlier. And left. God knows. It doesn't matter. It is what it is. Anyway. So, started from being antsy, being kind of uneasy and comfortable. Guy with un pitillo, with a cigarette in the mouth. Oh yeah, I got the bottle for Rosy. I'm gonna go give her the bottle. See if Juan is there. My guess is more than likely in the field. Anyway, guys, so I'm about to come to the house. So peace and love. Talk to you later.